Thank you. Good morning. Before Annalise comes to speak to us, I'd just like to read you a verse from the Psalms. It's Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen.
Thank you, Simon. Funny enough, we read a different version than the PowerPoint after all the preparation. Yes, if you don't know me, my name is Annalise. I'm part of this church and I've been in this country for 10 years. It'll be in September, Lisa, now that it'll be 10 years. And when we were talking and planning for this service, and we decided we would talk about God's goodness, funny enough, this psalm came to my mind. And I remember when I was a teenager, we used to go singing out in the streets in Brazil and singing this psalm. Psalm 124, and it might feel a bit funny to think about God's goodness in a psalm that talks about so many difficult things and weird things, really. But I remember when we used to sing when I was a teenager, singing in the streets, there was this word in Portuguese that it meant something like, you know, it's the same as Allah in English, but like, for you, if it wasn't the Lord, the Lord wasn't by your side, for you, what would it be of us if the Lord wasn't with us? So that was the message we were trying to sing to people. Yes, and again, I'm saying, today we meant to talk about God's goodness, and then I bring this psalm full of sorrows, enemies' attacks, floods, raging waters. How come? We are God's people. We are Israel. And what do we expect from being God's people? Yeah, we do expect to have many blessings, to have an easy life and some kind of prosperity and, you know, some special light that shine through us. But the whole humanity really expects this, really. Everyone expects good things. The Bible says in John 16, verse 33, it says, Jesus acknowledges that in this world we will have trouble. We don't belong here. It doesn't match. We don't match with this world. Later, Jesus kept talking about the disciples and praying about the disciples. And in his prayer, he said, I don't want you to take them out of the world, but protect them from the evil one. So yes, today we'll talk about God's goodness, bringing to our minds difficult times. Bringing back to the memory difficult times will help us to remember how faithful God was and is to us, how resilient we became with his help, and above all, it will help us to know God better. For when we are struggling, when we are needy, and when we are sick, it's when naturally we cry out for help. I've got a little activity for us today, and I hope you all got one of these. And we're going to make our own Psalm 124. If you haven't got one in church here, just raise your hand and we'll find one. And now, there's just one or two missing, Karen. And I want us to do this activity together. We're going to write our own Psalm 124 in the gaps that you can see that in the picture or in the paper. I want you to write your name. And we'll have a bit of thinking. If the Lord had not been on our side, when? I can't talk about your troubles and your problems and sorrows, but you can think about three very difficult situations. Of course, I'm not going to look at your paper, but I think this is an activity that will bring to our minds, you know, different times that God was faithful to us and he rescued us. Let's do this together. Of course, I'm not going to wait for you to do it, but you can start here and then keep doing it at home. Okay. We've been talking a lot about COVID and regulations and what we need to do to keep safe. And I just wanted to say that there is no social distancing from God. God knows us under our masks. Even before we use these masks, we all have our nice masks, don't we? We put on our smiles, even when we are hurting inside. Yes, when I'm struggling with my faith, I tend to take a step back and get some space from God. I pray less, maybe because I'm not happy with something that has happened. I read the Bible less. We do that with friendship sometimes, don't we? When we are finding someone difficult, we step back because we fear change. We step back because we avoid effort. The closer we get to someone, the more we know their flaws, their quirks, and their character. But the thing with God is, God is so close to us and he knows us too well. And still he chooses to love us. Psalm 136 says, you know, the psalm that we sing, give thanks to the Lord. In the psalm, it describes a long list of attributes of God and the deeds that he made. And after each verse, what it keeps repeating after each one of those is that his love endures forever. His love endures forever. 26 times, his love endures forever. In the book, The Closeness of God, from Gemma Simons, inspired by this picture, that's a German name, so I'm probably going to read it from Sieger, Koda, something like that. This picture is called Stronghold. And it's a lovely picture. And Gemma said, the writer said, Simon, the fisherman, had to learn to sink before becoming Peter the rock. Simon, the fisherman, had to learn to sink before becoming Peter the rock. So what would be our statement? Annalise, the youth worker, had to go through to become. And all of us before God, in our intimacy, we would have a statement like that. And sometimes we might feel like losers or that we didn't get too far in our faith or in our professions. But I'm sure that there is a statement that God is saying to you. So I would encourage you to seek from God and learn that. What would be yours? Disappointing, lost, injustice, pain will come to every human being because sin has brought these things to the world. When we recognize God's deeds, love, deliverance into our lives, as a result, our praises to him will be a true response to the wonders he has done. In verse 7 in this psalm, I'm going to read the Message version that says, we've flown free from their flanks, free of their traps, free as a bird. Their grip is broken. We are free as a bird in flight. So yes, we have to deal with sin every day, with our own sins, with things and people we live with and we work with. But there is a difference in us. We are free from it. God has broken the chain and we are free. You know when in a conversation someone brings up a name and you say, oh yeah, I've heard of him, I've heard of her, but I don't know them too well. Maybe some people say that about God. People that don't know God. Oh yeah, yeah, I used to go to Christian school, but I don't know God much. And maybe some of those situations we go through will help people to understand who God is. After those situations, we might be able to say, like Job said in chapter 42, verse 5, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Now I'm going to cry, Ian. Don't feel too bad because I'm joining you in the crying stage. And one of the, oh, I can't look at Simon's, one of our, I think the first one in our list, it was when we lost our baby. And I remember it was so difficult. Of course, you just expect good things, you know, when you're expecting a baby. And I remember looking at Simon through everything we went through, and I looked at him and I said, I don't want to go back. I want to be this close to God, even with all the suffering. Nowadays, I really didn't want to cry. But nowadays, I can look back and I say, Lord Jesus, thank you so much. It was so hard, but I never got that close to God. How many times? I don't want to step back. And I don't want you to step back. God doesn't want you to step back. And he will give us strength to go through this, to anything you're going through. Psalm 124, verse 8 ends like this. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Interestingly, the verses that describes Israel's enemies and difficult situations describes men, nature's power, like flood, torrents, and raging waters. All these things are under God's control. I'm not saying that God is orchestrating difficult things to prove you and to test you. No. Thank you. To prove and to test you. But the Bible says in Hebrew 12, verse 6 and 7, that God disciplines his children. I am highlighting here, I want to highlight that the maker is bigger than their work. I'm highlighting here that the creator that created all these things mentioned are bigger than their creation. When we finish now in this service and we go back to our normal week, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12, verse 2. And now we're going to go back singing. Sorry, I didn't give you much time, but we're going to go back singing. But before that, I want us to say together, and if you're at home on Zoom, just say out loud. I want us to say together, our help is on our side. Can we say this together? Our help is on our side. Yes. Let's praise together.